Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
Rule 31. Serving and filing briefs. A. Time to serve and file a brief. 1. The appellant must serve and file a brief within 40 days after the record is filed. The appellee must serve and file a brief within 30 days after the appellant's brief is served. The appellant may serve and file a reply brief within 14 days after service of the appellee's brief, but a reply brief must be filed at least 7 days before argument, unless the court, for good cause, allows a later filing. 2. A court of appeals that routinely considers cases on the merits promptly after the briefs are filed may shorten the time to serve and file briefs, either by local rule or by order in a particular case. B. Number of copies. 25 copies of each brief must be filed with the clerk and 2 copies must be served on each unrepresented party and on counsel for each separately represented party. An unrepresented party proceeding in forma pauperis must file 4 legible copies with the clerk, and 1 copy must be served on each unrepresented party and on counsel for each separately represented party. The court may by local rule or by order in a particular case require the filing or service of a different number. C. Consequence of failure to file. If an appellant fails to file a brief within the time provided by this rule, or within an extended time, an appellee may move to dismiss the appeal. An appellee who fails to file a brief will not be heard at oral argument unless the court grants permission. Rule 32. Form of briefs, appendices, and other papers. A. Form of a brief. 1. Reproduction. A. A brief may be reproduced by any process that yields a clear black image on light paper. The paper must be opaque and unglazed. Only one side of the paper may be used. B. Text must be reproduced with a clarity that equals or exceeds the output of a laser printer. C. Photographs, illustrations, and tables may be reproduced by any method that results in a good copy of the original. A glossy finish is acceptable if the original is glassy. 2. Cover. Except for filings by unrepresented parties, the cover of the appellant's brief must be blue, the appellee's, red, and intervener's or amicus curiae's, green, any reply brief, gray, and any supplemental brief, tan. The front cover of a brief must contain A. The number of the case centered at the top. B. The name of the court. C. The title of the case, see Rule 12a. D. The nature of the proceeding, for example, appeal, petition for review, and the name of the court, agency, or board below. E. The title of the brief, identifying the party or parties for whom the brief is filed, and F. The name, office address, and telephone number of counsel representing the party for whom the brief is filed. 3. Binding. The brief must be bound in any manner that is secure, does not obscure the text, and permits the brief to lie reasonably flat when open. 4. Paper size, line spacing, and margins. The brief must be on 8.5 by 11 inch paper. The text must be double spaced, but quotations more than 2 lines long may be indented and single spaced. Headings and footnotes may be single spaced. Margins must be at least 1 inch on all 4 sides. Page numbers may be placed in the margins, but no text may appear there. 5. Typeface. Either a proportionally spaced or a monospaced face may be used. A. A proportionally spaced face must include serifs, but sans serif type may be used in headings and captions. A proportionally spaced face must be 14 point or larger. B. A monospaced face may not contain more than 10.5 characters per inch. 6. Type styles. A brief must be set in a plain, Roman style, although italics or boldface may be used for emphasis. Case names must be italicized or underlined. 7. Length. A. Page limitation. A principal brief may not exceed 30 pages, or a reply brief 15 pages, unless it complies with Rule 32A, 7b. B. Type volume limitation. I. A principal brief is acceptable if it contains no more than 13,000 words, or uses a monospaced face and contains no more than 1,300 lines of text. 2. A reply brief is acceptable if it contains no more than half of the type volume specified in Rule 32A, 7bi. B. Form of an appendix. An appendix must comply with Rule 32A, 1, 2, 3, and 4, with the following exceptions. 1. The cover of a separately bound appendix must be white. 2. An appendix may include a legible photocopy of any document found in the record or a printed judicial or agency decision.